brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can call us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, I feel so good. We have the band back together. Look at us. Look at us, ragtag group of misfits. No, I'm good.
What are you talking about now? Misfits.
Oh.
Well, you know, The Misfits was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Back with, what was her name? Marilyn Monroe. And I don't know, Sandy, you familiar with that movie?
I'm familiar with Marilyn Monroe. Not anywhere near as familiar as I'd hoped to be. Hey,
that was about
but,
all you needed
not
to
that
mention.
Movie in particular.
Yeah,
some like it hot. I remember quite
yeah,
cool.
Well, yes, 1961, Stephen Arts Productions. Oh yes, I remember.
The Misfits.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, well, no, I remember seeing it, man. I remember it was one of my favorite. I forgot who else was in it, though.
Oh, nobody worth mentioning, at least.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Marilyn Monroe, and then that's, you know, you
that
don't have to go
it.
Any further than
yeah.
that. But anyway, Sandy, how you doing, my friend? It's good to have you on as always.
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I was just saying I joined the COVID club. I seem to be in a rather healthy version of it. I'm knocking on wood, but yeah.
I got a man. I was going to start somewhere else, but now that you've mentioned that horrible news,
well, you know, here's the thought. Maybe this Omicron is really just going to be a fairly mild version of a virus, and maybe it's the silver lining. You know, I mean.
If
you know, you don't want anyone to get sick in any way, but if this virus is morphing into something we can live with and tolerate, then so be it. You know,
so
we all get the flu.
Yeah.
Well, so what were you feeling, just not up to yourself, that made you decide to go ahead and get, you know, and run these tests?
Well, you know, I go to see various people. Whenever I've gotten sick, I haven't gotten sick much. You know, we've all been so careful for two years. I don't think I've had I don't think I've just had a common cold. But when you have, and the symptoms of COVID seem to be the symptoms of everything else. So when you have symptoms, I just feel like it's the thing I ought to do to get tested before I go out and give COVID to somebody else if that's what I've got. So
we
have home tests.
Runny nose, sore throat?
Yeah. It's like a cold. I basically have a runny nose, sore throat. That's pretty much it. Chills. Last night I had some chills and a bit of a fever. But, I mean, you get that with a cold, too. So
when it came back...
I wouldn't say it's remarkable.
No. When it came back, were you in shock or, you know, just... I
came up. No, the test... And I got three negatives 3 days in a row. And then the fourth day I got a positive. And actually that's been the case for a number of people I've known who have this latest version. The home test isn't as sensitive to it. And so, but let's talk about something else. I've talked about my health just about long enough here.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about this, Sandy, because this is what I think Democrats really need to be focused on. A lot of different things, but especially this. This is an article that was in The Hill recently. Black Americans are tired of being ignored. That's what we're talking about amongst ourselves and conversations across the country. We're tired of seeing the same people come into our neighborhoods every election cycle, scare us into voting for them, and then after we do disappear and leave our communities in the same condition they found them. We have been the Democratic Party's most loyal voting bloc since the 1960s. But in years since then, many black people have come to realization that our relationship with Democrats is one that can best be described as abusive and neglected. Now, I'm not going to go any further with that because this represents, Sandy, millennial blacks who have swung over towards the conservative movement, and the number of them is growing. And I don't think that the Democratic Party is, if they're aware of this, they've done nothing for the most part to address it. Now, they've gotten used to my generation and your generation, Sandy, who are not going to ever vote Republican, blacks in my generation. They're never going to vote Republican under any circumstances. But our this millennial group is listening to what conservatives are saying. And my generation has no control over that generation under us. Now, before you respond, let me go here. The voting rights bill, Sandy, that everybody is talking about right now. And many Democrats, black Democrats from my generation, Sandy, are upset with the Biden administration because they feel that they've ignored what we know is a coming assault on the Voting Rights Act, and that is focusing mainly on blacks, black people. And the fact that has been something, a bug that they've been trying to put in the ear of the Biden administration for quite some time, Sandy, without a response, i.e. Stacey Abrams and others who have been fighting this battle. And now that time is upon us, Sandy. And now that the Democrats are swinging over and trying to address this bill, these bills that are going to be on the table, Sandy, you get the drift of what I'm talking about. What do you say to those things?
Well, I think that it's true. I think that politics has gotten very cynical. It pays lip service to things that the people out there want, but it doesn't deliver. And I would say that it's not just the black community that's been disappointed over the time. I would say that it's Tom, Dick, and Mary of every color in the country that is actually played with by politicians. Politicians pretend to be serving the people when in fact the promises that they keep are generally to the money. So, you know, what have been the things that have been delivered over the last while? The Republicans deliver tax decreases. Well, the tax decreases are really only important to people who have money, right? And have the potential to be pleased by paying lower taxes. About the only president over the past 20 years who's done anything that's fundamental for the people was Obama and the Affordable Care Act. And the kind of compromises that had to be made in order to get that through Congress created kind of a mere shadow of its former self when it was done in terms of all the benefits that it could provide to the people. But politicians have gotten very bad about promising things, acting like they're doing things on behalf of voters out there generally and people in their states of distress. And then when you get down to it, they deliver very few ways. The infrastructure bill that was recently delivered by the Democratic Congress is the kind of infrastructure bill that a Republican Congress could pass as well. It's basically jobs, but it's also money for those who employ jobs. It's contractors, basically, who are the winners in an infrastructure bill, contractors all across the country. So, yeah, there's something wrong with politics. And I think it's just that it's an increasing degree of cynicism. It's an increasing loss of power by the voters and an increased power among special interests that has been going on for, it's been going on for 70 years, quite frankly, since World
War II.
So, Sandy,
I want to take this a step further, because when you talk about the way our government is set up when it comes to voting, the states have basically unlimited control on how the elections are run, even federal elections. And when you see that conservatives have control over 31, 32 houses, and we look at what they have put in place, and you see because, and I brought up African Americans because, you know, they are really kind of like the people who swing the direction of who's going to win, Democrat or Republican, because, you know, the white vote is basically split down the middle, and minorities then are the ones who, you know, swing which way that's going to go. So, but my point is, now you've got these millennial blacks, many of them, who are starting to listen to that Republican foolishness and swinging along those lines.
Well, and you know, the problem is that it's not quite foolishness, because the Republicans are calling it cynicism. It's kind of the pot calling the kettle black in terms of the Republicans being at least as cynical, probably the most cynical of all. But I think they're pointing out something that is, in fact, a fact, which is that politicians generally have made a lot of cynical promises without delivering. The problem with the Voters' Rights Act is it's badly needed, and it goes all the way back to the founding of our country. When we were organized in a way, you have to think of us much more like being like the European Union in the early days of the formation of states, where the federal government wasn't going to tell the states how to run themselves. The states were going to be onto themselves and reserve power onto themselves that weren't a matter of interstate interest, much the way the European Union lets Spain rule itself the way Spain wants to rule itself, and France rule itself the way France wants to rule itself, and they can vote how they choose, and they can decide how they send their delegates to the European Union. And so that was the way the founders saw the United States too. The states could figure out how they wanted to send their representatives and how they wanted to vote for their electors, who in turn were going to elect the president of the United States. And all of that has kind of is an anachronism, because now we are one big country, and the differential between our states is really a vestige of the past. I'm not hating that we get rid of states, but the notion that states should be onto themselves so independently is really a throwback to the Federation of States rather than the United States, the federal state of America.
So, Sandy, I want you to, we're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 844-967-2789. My guest is Sandy Williams. Join us. We'll be right back.